Sorry about your loss. Each morning, I try to start my day by drawing on the resources of Christ to fulfill God's purpose and will for that day. It starts with something like this. I invite the Father, James 4:8, the Son, Ephesians 3:17, Galatians 2:20, and the Holy Spirit to dwell in my heart by faith and fulfill His purpose for that day, Matthew 7:21. In this way, it will be God's will and purpose being done as I put off the old man and his evil deeds and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, Ephesians 4:22 and 24. The goal is to live from the resources of Christ daily, Galatians 2:20. Today I walked up to a woman and said to her, I know that you are a Christian lady, and I want to give you a gift. I could see that she wondered how I knew she was a Christian. I immediately opened my box of homemade angels that I had with me. She was stunned by the offer of beautiful angels that was offered to her without compensation, money, or donation. She then replied, I feel like I'm going to cry. I comforted her by telling her, I see this happen quite often. She picked out a pink angel on a keyring and then saw another one that she liked very much. I said, you can have them both. Then she told me that this act of kindness was appreciated greatly because she had just lost her father a few weeks ago. I said, let's get him an angel in honor of his life. What was his favorite color? She said, blue. I reached into my box and pulled out a beautiful blue angel. With tears, she was so grateful. I had just given her three angels that had great spiritual significance to her. Then as I turned to go, she said, what is your name? I said, Dawn. Then her tears turned to sobs as she said, that was my father's name. Then I hugged her and said, I am sorry for your loss. Then I was gone. I'm learning to step back and see the salvation of God. It's not what I think. What do people perceive? What do they take away from these encounters? I listen as they say to me, are you an angel? Can I have a hug? Can I have a selfie picture with you? This is so kind, sweet, beautiful. Keep spreading His love around, etc. It's God they perceive, not me. We know how much God loves us because we have felt His love and because we believe Him when He tells us that He loves us dearly. God is love, and anyone who lives in love is living with God, and God is living in him. 1 John 4:16, Living Bible.